In Luke chapter 1, verses 46b through 55, we hear Mary's song of praise, the magnificent, that she sings to God in recognition of the child she is carrying. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of this servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him. From generation to generation he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. The word of God for the people. Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Do you ever sing songs out of joy? Is there a song that you find yourself singing when you're joyful, when you're excited, when you're happy? Do you have a song like that? Anybody want to share? Yeah. Are ye able? What else? Somebody at 8:30 said happy birthday. Thought that was a good one. Yeah, I do actually usually sing that one in joyful times. Yeah. Yeah. Joyful, joyful. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Yeah, there are lots of these songs that we sing. In our house, we have found that Ethan sings a song that he made up, but it's the same song every time, and he sings it at the top of his lungs when he's really excited or happy about something. So we know that when he sings the song that he has made up, that is an expression of his joy. Well, this morning's scripture reading from Luke is pretty similar. Mary sings this song. We call it the Magnificat. She sings it almost from the top of her lungs, exclaiming her joy and praise to God. As we enter into this gift exchange once more with God this morning, we remember the gift of peace that we have been given as we gift that to the world through our obedience to God's commands to love God and our neighbor. The gift of hope that we receive from God as we in turn give to the world our gifts and our hope as we encourage others. And then finally this morning, the gift of joy is a gift that we receive and that we share as we also give the gift of our patience, just as Mary models in waiting for the promise of a son, of a redeemer, of a savior to be born. It's in this season of waiting that Mary sings her joyful song, the Magnificat. She chooses a powerful medium, that of song, to express this part of the story of the Christ child. You see, songs reach deep down in us to a place where words alone can't always reach. Mary's song is a song of joy that speaks to God's fulfillment of the promises that have been made and kept since the days of Abraham, many, many generations before Mary. A few weeks ago, we sang the song, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. It says, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. This is a song that again echoes words similar to Mary's, speaking of one who is coming, who will set us free from our fears, from our sins, and who will give us the rest that we need, the redemption that we seek. Come Thou Long Expected Jesus is a song that we sing with confidence, knowing that Christ comes to us over and over again. So we sing it confidently and with expectation, the same way Mary sings her song, the Magnificat, confident that God will continue the work which God has started and promised. Mary sings her song as she waits for revelation, for the unexpected, for the extraordinary that God is bringing. Part of her waiting for the Son of God means that Mary speaks of other things she's waiting to see happen. She's waiting to see the lowly be lifted up, for the hungry to be filled. And she doesn't just pull these out of the thin air or from a wish list that she's been drawing up. She draws these things that she continues to wait for from the prophets, from places like Isaiah that we also heard from this morning. In singing of God's promises, the words of the prophets, Mary proclaims what God will do in her joyful song. But she adds one more thing in than what the prophets have said. She adds in that she has been favored by God. And to be favored by God is no small thing for Mary. She sings holy words of great love after having heard wildly life-altering news of how God's promise will be fulfilled through her. Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord." She's not being bashful or ashamed of her song, but confident and courageous in singing it, identifying what God is doing not only for her, but for all God's people. As a kid, my parents would do something kind of sneaky when we were on long road trips. I've come to realize that it was quite wise as I have grown out and distant from it a little bit. You see, they would stick in cassette tapes or CDs and have the kids sing along with them. What I've come to realize is they were doing this so, at least in part, we would have more to do with our mouths than say, "Are we there yet?" Sometimes Advent seems like a season when we want to ask, "Are we there yet?" And yet, Mary, in the midst of her waiting, chooses to speak and sing other words, helping to pass the time. I'm sure you all have found yourselves singing at some point to help pass the time. I find myself doing it these days to help a young newborn drift off to sleep as I'm rocking him, or to pass some time while we're waiting for a burp, or whatever else is going on in newborn life. I find myself singing to pass the time. And those songs work pretty good. They help to soothe and calm a fretful young baby. They help to pass the time for me. And they help to bring us joy. One of my favorite things about this time of year is that we tend to sing a little more. We find ourselves humming tunes that we may have heard on the radio or on TV, or that we know and associate with Christmas. There's a song that I heard recently, which is an old German carol, that declares that Christ is going to be a different kind of baby, a Savior, one who will come to live in our hearts. And I think this exemplifies exactly what Mary is talking about in the Magnificat. The German carol is called How Great Our Joy, and it's based on a German poem from the Middle Ages. When we sing it in English, we usually only sing three or four verses of this nine-verse poem. So here's the translation in English. While by my sheep I watched at night, glad tiding brought an angel bright. For you, he said, this blessed morn, in Bethlehem a child is born. Go where he lies within a stall, the infant redeemer of us all. There in the stall he sleeping lay, there by his side I longed to stay. Sweetly he gazed into my face, I in his hands my heart did place. Gently I kissed his tiny feet, which to my lips were honey sweet. Then to my home I made my way, yet still that child with me did stay. Within my arms that child did rest. Oh, how my heart with love was blessed. Close shall I guard this darling boy. Thus shall my heart be filled with joy. Filling our hearts with joy is Jesus, the one we long for, the one we hope for, the one who brings us joy, who sets us free to rejoice, and provides for us a place of peace and hope and rest. Mary's song reminds us that God looks upon us, that God extends us mercy, that God helps us, fills us, and fulfills the promises made to us. And as we wait with patience for the promised return of Christ, we don't do so in vain without hope and joy. Our gift of patience with God, as promises are revealed and fulfilled, is met with God's gift, that of joy, which overflows our hearts as we welcome God Emmanuel into our lives. Amen.